With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says details are still being worked out to end the war with Iran.
Speaking from India, Rubio says the sides are working on an outline.
Suffice it to say that some progress has been made, significant progress, although not final progress has been made.
Regional officials say the deal would gradually reopen the Strait of Hormuz and see the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports end. Iran would give up its stockpile of highly enriched uranium. At Arlington National Cemetery, President Trump mentioned those who were killed fighting Iran.
We lost 13 wonderful souls. Wonderful, special people.
The president said there could be no 4th of July without America's armed forces, and there could be no Independence Day without Memorial Day. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Memorial Day gave veterans a chance to weigh in on the president's actions against Iran. At such an event in Peachtree City, Georgia, U.S. Army veteran and retired military intelligence officer Joe Bowler said he believes President Trump is doing the right thing by destroying Iran's nuclear capacity.
At the present time, I believe our country is doing the right thing to rid itself and other countries of an evil that presents itself.
And Iran has denounced U.S. strikes in southern Iran as a sign of bad faith and unreliability. The U.S. military described today's strikes as defensive targeting missile launch sites and boats placing mines. The administration preparing for a huge sports event ahead of the president's birthday in June. We get the details from correspondent Laura Winters.
Large cranes can be seen on the south lawn of the White House as crews busy constructing the stage and lighting for the UFC fighting ring. The temporary octagon being set up for the UFC Freedom 250 event. It will take place on Sunday night, June 14th, which coincides with Flag Day and President Trump's 80th birthday. Laura Winters reporting.
And this is SRN News. A challenge to Idaho's bathroom bill has come to an end.
LGBT activists have dropped their lawsuit seeking to overturn the legislation, which bars males from using female restrooms in the state's public schools. The measure also protects locker rooms, showers, and overnight accommodations for all students in kindergarten through the 12th grade. A growing number of states are passing similar bans, as well as barring males from competing against females in sports at the public school and collegiate levels. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is calling for robust regulation of artificial intelligence and for its developers to work for the common good rather than profit. The pontiff issued his sweeping manifesto on safeguarding man from AI on Monday at an event which included remarks by Anthropic co-founder Chris Olan. Leading developers of AI seem to be cozying up to faith leaders, and some critics say it may be a recruitment strategy looking for their support. This is SRN News. A devastating crash in the northern Dutch-speaking part of Belgium this morning.
We're here in the Flanders region of Belgium where a tragedy struck this morning when a train traveling 75 miles per hour struck a school van early this morning, killing both the driver and the chaperones of the students and two students. Authorities tell us what likely happened is that the van driver broke through the barrier just before the train came through and smashed the vehicle.
That's correspondent Sam McNeil reporting. Rescuers tried to reach seven villagers trapped inside a flooded cave in Laois for the seventh day in a row today, with difficult terrain and weather impeding their efforts all along the way. Divers have navigated about 300 feet into that flooded narrow cave. They believe the villagers may be trapped about 100 feet beyond the furthest point they've currently been able to access, and they're working to pump out water as well. More on these stories at srnnews.com.